Welcome to Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. In the studio with me is WUWM's education reporter Rachel Morello, and we are back for another round of our education news quiz. Rachel joins us in the studio every few weeks to chat about the headlines, big and small, coming out of Milwaukee's classrooms. Hello, Rachel.
Hey, Bonnie. This is your first time being my victim of the quiz.
I know. It's not only a quiz, but it's the first time I've passed notes in a long time.
Oh, well, we'll see how we do.
We'll see how we do. And it's been quite a week.
It has. It's been pretty busy, especially the last couple days. And actually, that leads me perfectly into my first question. This has easily been the biggest story in education circles, so I'd be surprised if our listeners hadn't heard about it. Leaders within the University of Wisconsin system just yesterday on Thursday unveiled a restructuring plan to help boost enrollment at state schools. Bonnie, do you know what the hallmark move is that's part of that plan?
What I think is one of the hallmarks is that a lot of the smaller two-year campuses will get rolled into UWM.
Yep, that is correct. So earlier this week, news leaked that UW President Ray Cross planned to announce this big, what he was calling, restructuring plan for the system, because state schools have seen declining enrollments over the last several years, which has resulted in lower revenue from tuition and other fees. And Cross's fix is to sort of, like you were saying, absorb the system's two-year schools, of which I believe there are 13, into their nearest four-year institution. There are also 13 of those. So, like you said, here in Milwaukee, that means UWM is going to be the four-year institution that absorbs two-year schools. We would be absorbing UW-Waukesha and UW-Washington County. That wouldn't happen until July of 2018, so not until the end of the current academic year. And President Ray Cross is promoting the idea that this would also provide cost savings for students because, for example, if they wanted to spend their first 2 years at one of the UW colleges, let's say UW-Waukesha, which is better known for its associate degrees programs, they could study there for 2 years. Those programs tend to cost less than the four-year universities. They would graduate with an associate's degree, and if they wanted to, they would be set up perfectly to go on to UW-Milwaukee to finish a four-year degree.
So it's a pretty seamless transition.
That's the goal. And part of this restructuring plan, which the details are still sort of coming out about, and I think they have to figure them out on a university-by-university basis, is how would that transition become seamless? How they're going to share talent and resources across schools. And it's just a matter of making the program offerings a little more streamlined. So that is something that people can check up on our website for the latest updates.
Well, and this is going to be an ongoing story because they've just announced it and nothing has really happened yet except talk.
Right, exactly. It'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out.
Do you have any idea when we might know more?
That's a good question. So I would assume that second semester we'd start to get a better picture of what things will look like.
But this is essentially a done deal.
It sounds like there's buy-in from the chancellors about this, and it's just a matter of working with everybody involved to figure it all out.
And so does it need legislative buy-in?
They need approval from the UW Board of Regents once they have all their T's crossed and their I's dotted. But yeah, that would be the final step.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you said when we started you had two questions, and that was just one.
I do. You got that one correct, Bonnie. And you know what? Mitch, last time he took this quiz, got 100% for the first time.
Nothing like putting pressure on.
We'll see if you can do it. Okay, this is actually kind of a fun one, and it relates to something going on in Milwaukee public schools that I'll tell you more about in a second. You know those calendars that tell you it's National Ice Cream Day or National Give a Hug Day? Have you seen those?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this week there's a celebration happening nationally that's related to a service that schools provide for students. So I'll give you three options. Is it National School Bus Week, National School Lunch Week, or National Recess Week?
Well, recesses was always my favorite thing, but I'm thinking it might be School Lunch Week.
You are correct.
Ooh.
So yeah, it's National School Lunch Week, which is actually really timely because of something going on in MPS. People have been debating, which they do every so often, the quality of the school meal program in MPS. In particular, there's now a Food Justice Task Force. That's the name they've given themselves. They've come together. It's a collection of students, parents, and teachers union members with actually some collaboration from the Hunger Task Force, which is located or based here in Milwaukee. MPS provides free breakfast and lunch to every one of its 80,000 students because the district qualifies for something called a community eligibility provision, which basically means enough families fall below the income level that qualifies them for free and reduced price meals. So basically the whole district gets funding for that. And as a public school district, MPS has to meet all kinds of federal guidelines about what they can serve while still trying to appeal to kids and give them things that they'll actually eat.
And we know that can be difficult.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So basically, the Milwaukee School Board, which is the group that governs MPS, is trying to figure out how to stick to those guidelines, please kids. And one of the board members, her name is Paula Phillips, she's one of the newer directors on the school board, has written this resolution, which is serving as the basis for some listening sessions that they're holding around the district. So they're trying to gather community input and see what people think about what they can do. So there's a list of meeting dates and times on the MPS website, and they actually had their first two meetings this week. I believe there are seven more, and they're all going to happen before the end of this month.
I actually think it's a terrific program. You know, the fact that I was a kid that grew up having, didn't have breakfast, but we had lunches mm-hmm. every day. And even though my parents probably, you know, didn't necessarily qualify, it was a great thing to have because in some ways you sit down and eat together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great thing for kids, too.
Yeah.
So once the seven meetings happen, what are the next steps?
Right. So the way that the board works is they have a resolution presented, they sort of do discussion, and then the full board votes on it. So the next step is that the full board will kind of talk a little bit about what they hear from the community, and then they'll vote on what they decide to do.
So we should know in November.
I believe that is the next meeting they have. Yeah. At the end of November, that will come up in regular business.
All right. Rachel Morello, it is always a pleasure, and I'm so glad I got both quiz answers right.
Thanks, Bonnie.